During the height of the pandemic, as workers across the country set up offices in their homes, many fled the big city in search of their own house, and the Barrie area became a destination of choice. While Barrie has, proportionally, more single-family homes than Toronto, data from the 2021 census shows apartments are making up more of the local housing stock. In the Barrie CMA, which includes Innisfil and Springwater Township, 68% of the dwellings are single detached houses, according to Statistics Canada's release this week on the country's shifting demographic profile, based on data collected during the 2021 census. The majority of the dwellings that people are occupying in Barrie are single detached homes, said Jeff Randall, a senior analyst with Statistics Canada. The rest of the stock largely consists of low-rise apartments in buildings with fewer than five stories, representing 8.8% of those occupied by residents, and row houses with 8.9%. In Barrie proper, only 58.2% of the dwellings are single detached houses, while they make up the vast majority of the housing in Springwater Township and Innisfil, representing more than 90% of the homes in the two outlying communities. Nationally, 52.6% of the dwellings are single detached, rising somewhat to 53.6% in Ontario. In Barrie's more diverse housing stock, 11.4% are row houses, up from 10.5% in 2016. Apartments in low-rise buildings claim 11.6% of the housing stock, up from 10.9% in 2016, and the proportion of buildings in Barrie with more than five stories have ebbed up to 7.7% in 2021 from 7.65 years earlier. Barrie City itself is a bit more similar to what we see in Canada and in Ontario, though there are still proportionately more single detached homes in Barrie, said Randall. It is those houses which are believed to have fueled, in part, the migration into Barrie, particularly during the pandemic exodus out of Toronto. The Toronto CMA, by contrast, has proportionally fewer detached homes, with single detached homes making up just 39% of its housing stock, Randall said. Apartments in buildings taller than five stories account for 30.7% of Toronto's housing stock. In larger urban areas, the downtown area of these urban centers tended to grow faster than other regions, he said. They have far more high-rise apartments there. People living in Barrie, they have more options there, proportionally more options, for living in single detached. Earlier surveys have found that the country's primary rental stock has grown during the past decade. Randall said that is now reflected in the types of housing seen in the census, which is conducted every 5 years. Across the country, there was a 14.7% growth in high-rise apartments in 2021 since the previous census conducted in 2016. That far outpaces the total growth in the number of private dwellings, which was 6.4%. Nationally and in Barrie, the rapid increase in the number of apartments is expected to continue and even accelerate. Across the country, apartments represented more than half of the building permits issued from 2016 to 2021. Before 2011, apartments accounted for less than 40% of building permits.